Good morning and welcome to Chamber Chat. This is Mike McMullen, president of the Carroll County Chamber of Commerce. The chamber is if I should say so myself, I did not actually create it, but I work here. It's a pretty amazing group of folks and a pretty amazing group of local businesses. We have 675 members, and that's just the actual number of shops we have that you'll find advertised on our website if you go there, carrollcountychamber.org. And we encourage you time and time again, keep your money local, keep your efforts local by supporting the businesses who are local, who give you a better product, who give you a better service, who pay taxes that support the police, the fire, the first responders, education. These people are amazing. And we have all kinds of members. We've got small members and we've got large members. And we have some of our actual members encompass many, many different businesses. And one such that would be like that is the Town Mall of Westminster, a place I've been shopping ever since I moved out here 31 years ago from Chicago. And I'm happy to have as a guest here today, Mr. Mark Seaman, leasing and marketing manager for the Town Mall of Westminster. Good morning, Mark.
Morning, Mike.
It's great to have you here, man.
Thank you so much.
We seem to do this at least, I think, every year where I bring you in, especially as the holidays are upon us, because of all the times I've shopped at the mall, and it used to be the Cranberry Mall way, way back in the day. But of all the times that I've shopped at the mall, my wife and I have never missed shopping there over the actual Christmas time. There's a lot of nice stores and all that there. So in case anybody doesn't know, maybe they're new to the area, where is the Town Mall of Westminster located?
Mike, we're located at 400 North Center Street in Westminster, in the heart of downtown Westminster.
Yeah, and if somebody's driving down 140, and if you've ever been to Westminster, you've driven down 140, you can look off to the side and there you guys are. So real fast, give us an overview of the Town Mall. I know you guys are working hard always to keep interesting folks in there and to bring in a lot of different businesses and keep a lot of the mainstays that you've got. So give me a little bit of an overview of who do you guys have at the Town Mall. You can't name them all because we'd be here all day, but.
Right. Well, we have to mention our department stores, Belk, Boscoff's, and Dick's Sporting Goods. Plus, we have over 80 other places to shop and dine. Some of your favorites might be Claire's or GameStop, Bath and Body Works, T-Mobile, just to name a few. New this season is Polish Pottery and Beyond, a new chamber member.
Mark, I'm going to interrupt you. That place is awesome. I would encourage anybody. I mean, I'm probably not going to shop at Claire's for myself, but maybe for my grandkids or for my wife or whatever. Polish pottery is absolutely outstanding. Beautiful things, make a lot of great gifts.
Absolutely. And it's a very high-end product, and we're very happy to have them in the mall. And yes, we also have Eterna Dreams, toys and collectibles, which is great to have in a mall during the holidays. Granny's Kitchen, a delicious new food restaurant in the food court, and Harvest and Natural, which is a natural food store.
Yep, they're a member of the chamber, and they're going to have their grand opening there. So that's great. And you've also got RC Westminster Movies 9, correct?
Absolutely. For all your holiday blockbusters, you can check them out at the mall.
And the seats there are amazingly comfortable. If people haven't been, you know, COVID is really throwing a wrench at everything. So if people haven't been to the actual movies there in the last couple of years, they might not be aware of the wonderful seats that they have put in there. So if I go to a movie that my wife picks out that I'm not really so excited, no, that I'm not all that into, I could probably take a nap there. Those things are that comfy. So
absolutely.
All right. So Mark, what are the mall's holiday hours? I know you guys sometimes expand hours. What are you guys going to be doing?
Yeah, so right now our hours are generally 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and noon to 6 on Sundays. We are closed on Thanksgiving Day this year, the entire mall. We'll be open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Black Friday and 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Shop Small Saturday. And then beginning on December 18th, we'll be open from 8 a.m. in the morning until 10 p.m. all the way through Christmas Eve, Christmas Eve will be open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. and close Christmas Day. I'm sure you didn't get all those hours and write them down. So if you do need some help, just go to our website, townmallofwestminster.com, and we have a flyer on there with all of our holiday hours.
Well, that's great. A lot of good hours that you guys have expanded, and a lot of good hours for people who procrastinate the way that I do, where we can come in kind of at the last minute. So you talked a little bit about Black Friday. What are you guys going to be doing on that day?
Yeah, so Black Friday is traditionally one of the busiest shopping days of the year, held right after Thanksgiving. We'll be open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. The first 98 customers to meet us at Center Court at 10 a.m. will receive a free potted poinsettia. Plus, nice. They can enter to win a set of Ravens tickets, and the Ravens will probably be in the playoffs by then.
They're playing real well. Yes, sir.
Definitely. And then you can also enter to win in Center Court. We have a kiosk in the middle of the mall, and we're giving away gift cards to Dick's and Bath & Body and Claire's and some of our other great stores in the mall.
Well, that's great. And I know one of the things we used to love to do with the kids was bring them to the mall to see Santa. Is that something you guys still offer?
Absolutely. Santa will return to Center Court. He'll be there daily from Friday, November 26th until Friday, December 24th. You can purchase a photo with Santa. Every child receives a free toy. You can check out his hours. They're posted at the set. But in general, Santa's there from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. And this year, we have some really special weeks going on. We have Pop a Prop Day with Santa, where you can pick up a prop and take your photo with Santa. We have Dress Like Santa Days. We have Ugly Sweater Days with Santa. We have Pet Photo with Santa just about every Monday night. And on Sunday, December 5th and December 12th, we have something called Sensory Friendly Santa Mornings, where we turn the fountain off, turn the lights off, and make it quiet for those kids that might be need a little bit more quietness in order to visit with Santa. Again, that's a lot of information, Mike. So all of Santa's hours are on our website, townmallofwestminster.com.
That's awesome. If you just now tuned into the show, I am talking with Mr. Mark Seaman, Leasing and Marketing Manager of the Town Mall of Westminster, a little bit about what stores they have there now and what to expect for the holidays. And we just covered Black Friday and Santa. So let me ask you this, what else do you, because I know you guys always have something going on at the mall. I've been there many, many, many times, and I'll be like, I didn't know that was happening. So what else do you guys have going on at the Town Mall, Mark?
Yeah, one program we're very proud of is from November 12th to December 10th in the Bell Courtyard, we have the Salvation Army Angel Tree. And if you're not familiar with that, it's a beautiful decorated tree and it has paper angels on it. You can grab a paper angel. On the back of it is the name of someone in need. And it lists some items that that person would like to have for the holidays. You can purchase most of the items right in the mall and then bring them back to a donation house that's located right next to the tree. Salvation Army will deliver the gift in person to the person in need for the holidays. That's a great program. Very proud of that. Also on December 1st through December 23rd, we have a program called Month of Music, where customers can enjoy the sounds and sights of the season by local groups that perform throughout the mall, concerts, dance recitals, any way that they want to share their holiday spirit.
You know, Mark, I really like that. I remember being there different times for things that we've either done with the family or things that have happened through work. And hearing some of those groups singing, they're really good. And it just gives you, I don't know, kind of a really good feel about what's happening at this time of the year, you know, that it's not just about money and all that, but there's that type of musical thing that can make people really relaxed and make you remember the actual good old days too. And it's nice that you guys do that. So let me ask you this too. You guys have had in the past a really amazing train garden. And do you still have that? Is that still going to be there? Where does that come from? Because I think that is really awesome.
It is one of our special holiday treats every year to our customers because it is a free event. There's an organization called the Four County Society of Model Engineers. And every year they set up a huge display in one of our vacant stores. This year they're going to be in a space This space you can actually get to by entering near Boscov's, and you can also enter it through Auntie Anne's Pretzel. So it's two ways that you can get into it. It's a huge display with wonderful little train vignettes, and it starts on November 26th, and they're here all the way through into January. So if you're really busy over the holiday months of November, December, you can stop in the first week in January and check it out as well.
Man, I can't wait to see that. I've always enjoyed that. All right, so I know if people want to find out more about the mall, they need to go to your website. But I want to ask you about one member in specific, because I've been talking to him a little bit. He's just joined the chamber, and I think we're going to be doing a grand opening for him on the 27th of November, which is the Saturday after Thanksgiving. And I'm talking about your kitchen and bath man there. Troy Me Kitchens Bath and Granite. Are you familiar with him? I would imagine so.
Yeah, absolutely. He took a space in the food court opposite the movie theater, opposite RC Theaters, and he's really transformed the space into a beautiful, beautiful high-end kitchen showroom. And I know a lot of folks are doing some home improvements, so it'll be great to come to the mall, check out all the finishes he has to offer, and to be able to work with a local guy. So yeah, we're real excited to have him in the mall. He's in the food court. So check him out after his grand opening.
You know, Mark, I think you're to be actually given a lot of credit that a lot of times people wouldn't expect there to be somebody in the mall who remodels kitchens and baths. But you're looking outside the box, and you've got people in the mall that do work like that. You've got the regular stores too. You got the big guys, you got the small guys. You've got some folks that have just got office space there. So I think that's pretty impressive what you guys are doing and what you personally do.
Oh, thank you so much. That's very kind of you to say. And yes, we are making Town Mall into more of what's called a hybrid center, which is everything you need for living and shopping, from clothing to food to entertainment to service. It's all in one spot, all wrapped up in a big, big bright bow for the holidays.
Well, that's great. So anything else you'd like to toss in? Any last minute thoughts?
I definitely want to present this basket to you in the chamber. And on behalf of all the merchants at Town Mall of Westminster, we want to wish everyone a happy holiday season and a healthy new year. And I've got a beautiful basket here from one of our tenants, Jill's and Jams and Jellies. And Mike, you're going to love it because it's got apple butter in it. It's got some carrot cake jam and strawberry jam. So get out your breads and delicious treats, and you'll have plenty of spreads to put on it. You and Becky and the whole team over at the chamber office.
Well, thank you so much, Mark. You are a class act, and I love partnering with you guys. So thank you so much for being on the show.
You're welcome. Have a great holiday.
Thank you. All right. So everybody out there listening, make sure you get your way to the Town Mall this year. Holidays are coming. Get there and do some shopping for Christmas, for Hanukkah. Hopefully we'll see you Black Friday there, and then small business on Saturday the 27th, the same day as the grand opening in the afternoon for Troy Me Kitchens, Baths, and Granite. They're located right across from the movies. So if you missed this show, don't worry. It'll be up on our website probably tomorrow, carrollcountychamber.org. And remember, all of our members are there, all of our events, all of these shows that we've done in the past. So keep your money local whenever you possibly can. So find us at carrollcountychamber.org or call us at 410-848-9050. If you happen to be strolling around beautiful downtown Westminster, maybe stopping off at Giulia Nova's Italian Grosseria, get one of his great Italian hoagies. We are right next door at 9 East Main Street. So thank you so much for listening today. Do something special with family or friends.